It's time to go. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a lot of people are being told along Florida's Gulf Coast as Hurricane Ian closes in, hitting western Cuba right now.
This is the worst-case scenario for the Tampa region, and that's where we think the center of the storm is going to come on shore at around 5 p.m. on Wednesday, so running out of time for preparations all up and down the west coast.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, Ian is now a Category 3 hurricane, could be a Cat 4 when it hits. But what may be worse than the strong winds, all the water.
We have heard numbers between 5 to 15 feet of storm surge are possible here.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Tampa says it's a low-lying area, so.
Emergency officials warning people this is not a storm to take lightly. We heard the Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cornister really just begging people to evacuate.
Russia keeps up the attacks in Ukraine. Shelling today left at least 11 civilians dead as the voting concludes today in four regions that Russian forces had taken control of during the invasion. The expected result, the people in those areas proving becoming part of Russia. The U.S. calls that a sham. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
we stand with our partners around the world in rejecting whatever fabricated outcomes Russia announces.
In Japan, a state funeral for Shinzo Abe. The former Japanese prime minister shot by an assassin back in July. Vice President Harris among those paying respects, laying flowers. But outside, there have been protesters, critics of Abe, who don't believe he deserved a state funeral. The day before, the Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot holds another public hearing. Jury selection begins in a federal court near the Capitol to put the founder of the Oath Keepers and four others on trial, charged with seditious conspiracy, accused of wanting to prevent Joe Biden being certified the election winner that day. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Time's running out in Congress to approve short-term funding to prevent a government shutdown at the end of the month. Now, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer put forward a bill today to provide funding through mid-December, but that may not be easy to pass. Republicans demand money for border security. And there's this issue involving Democratic Senator Joe Manchin on energy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised Manchin he'd wedge his demand for energy permits and a pipeline into a government funding bill in exchange for voting yes on the Inflation Reduction Act. Manchin isn't budging.
Well, then they'll have to explain why they'd rather shut the government down than have secured independence as far as in energy.
Liberals and conservatives balked. Progressives worry about the environment. Manchin banked on GOP help since liberals dismissed his deal. Manchin's Mountain State colleague Shelley Moore Capito will vote yes. But conservatives want a spending bill with no extras. They worry that bipartisan leaders could jam something through at the last minute to avoid a shutdown.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Speaking of energy, gas is up 2 more cents today. It has risen now 7 straight days after falling for 14 weeks from June's $5 a gallon record high. AAA's national average for regular is now $3.74. That's 56 cents more than we were paying a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks could rise after a lot of recent selling. Dow futures up more than 300 points yesterday. The Dow dropped over 300 to a new low for the year and its lowest level since 2020. A giant win for the Cowboys on ESPN.
Play clock near one. Corner of the end zone. Lamb. One-handed try. He got it. Touchdown, Lamb. What a catch.
That CD Lamb TD gave Dallas the lead on the way to a 23-16 win over New York, the Giants' first loss of the season. So now the Eagles and the Dolphins are the only undefeated NFL teams after week three. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.